Saturday was 182 years since our identity as Texans and our liberty as such were won by common folk who took up arms against government that did not keep its promises. Victory at San Jacinto on 21 April 1836 means those who were slaughtered by Mexico at Goliad and Alamo did not die in vain. It also means that we own and operate a political system that was won not just in the blood of patriots in the American Revolution and the Second War for Independence, the War of 1812, but as Texans, we uniquely have another set of patriots to honor and thank who were willing to take up arms against a mighty foe in the cause of securing the promises of liberty that had been made by Mexico but then withdrawn. With that in mind and all the history, risk, and great people involved, does it strike you that many of today's loud and attention-grabbing domestic political battles are trivial and often led by the most banal of people, people who would have been scorned as inconsequential nincompoops by those who fought real battles against true forces of tyranny? It certainly strikes me that way. What would any of the Americans or Texans make of the arguments, manners, and stridency of David Hogg of Florida, who seems to be seeking a doctorate by experience in scapegoating? He seems to blame everyone but the murderer for the events at his high school, and while so doing says things that demonstrate he and those around him are ignorant. I can't imagine his ideas or his brand of behavior being countenanced by anyone of importance in the age of our nation building. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.